Let's learn something more about plants. Like all living things, plants too have a life cycle. They begin as a seed, grow into a mature plant, and the mature plant produces new seeds. This is how the cycle continues. However, not all plants produce seeds. Some lower plants, like ferns and mosses, produce a different type of cells called spores. These plants also have a life cycle, but they do not produce seeds. Let's study the life cycle stages of a flowering plant. The life cycle of a flowering plant begins with a seed. A seed is a baby plant. It contains nutrition necessary to start the life of a plant. Seeds can survive over the winter and even for many years. Seeds come in all shapes and sizes and can be covered in shells, fruits, or cones. The next stage is germination. Germination is when a plant starts emerging from a seed. When seeds get proper light, water, warmth, and minerals, they start germinating. A seed will not germinate without all these. After germination, plants start growing. Plants need sunlight, nutrients, water, and air for their survival and growth. When a plant becomes mature, it gives rise to flowers, and flowers produce seeds. Finally, seeds get dispersed away to new places and the plant life cycle begins again. Seeds can get dispersed by wind, water, animal, and explosion. Now let's study about the plant parts and their functions. Roots. Root is the part of the plant that grows out of the seed first. As the baby plant grows, the outer hard shell of the seed becomes soft and roots emerge from the seed. It takes up water and minerals from the ground to be used by the plant. Stem. The stem too grows out of the seed. The stem is the backbone of a plant. It provides support to the plant. Leaf. As the stem grows, many leaves emerge on the plant. A leaf is the kitchen of the plant. It makes food for the entire plant. Bud. A bud is a baby flower covered by special leaves. These buds open up and become flowers. Flower. A flower is the most beautiful part of a plant that helps it to get seeds. As the flowers grow, they're pollinated and become fruits. In these fruits, we can find the seeds of this plant. Let's learn how to grow a plant. We take seeds of the plant we would like to grow and put them in a pit in the ground. The seeds must be covered with soil. They have to be watered regularly to help them grow into new plants. Soon the roots and stem will emerge from the seed, and we can see the young plant coming out of the ground. The plant must be given proper sunlight as they need it to prepare their food.